Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening on our Coach Speak program brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster sitting. And joining us on the line is the head volleyball coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, Jenna Whipple, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So as we take a look at your team's recent run here, it's definitely been a run of a lot of close contests and a couple of victories spattered in there. You picked up your first couple wins over West Hancock. You had a win over Peyton Sherdan last Monday. You follow that up, you had a very close loss to Bishop Garrigan on the road in Algona, a 3-2 loss last Tuesday, and then a couple of 0-3 losses. One, a relatively close one to Belmont Clemmy, and then a loss to a very good Lake Mills team last Thursday. Just overall with where this team is and how they played as of late, what are some areas you and the staff are really happy with so far?
I feel like we have really put in, the girls have really worked hard, and we can see that in their level of play. A lot of those matches, those 0-3 matches where we've lost, we've come out and battled and competed with some of those top teams in the conference. And I think as we continue through the season, we have a great opportunity of maybe picking up a couple wins here and there and finishing strong going into postseason play.
And looking just at how your team is playing, at least based off the stature, you've got a number of girls that have been contributing on the offensive end, especially when it comes to attacking. You got players like Teresa Middleton, Addie Jeske, Maya Edwards, Kendra Schild, all have more than 30 kills on the season. Natalie Peterson, not too far off that mark with 27 kills herself. And just when you see how many different girls are contributing on the offensive end, how does that open things up for your offense in terms of attacking and having a little bit of a misdirection or a little bit of surprise, a factor of surprise with who can attack the volleyball at any given time?
I think having so many players able to attack the ball gives us opportunities where if they're really blocking us on the outside, we can go right side. We can get our middles more involved, Nat and Kendra. They do a really good job of reading the court and getting those tips in when we need them. And I think our hitters, Carissa, Addie, Maya, they all can kill the ball when they need to, and then they are really good as well at tipping and dropping in those sneak attacks wherever we need them. And I think we're really lucky that we have different opportunities to get those girls attacking all the time.
And another player that's really stepped up and played well has been your setter, Kennedy Thacker, on both sides of the net. She's lead the team with 107 assists. She's really settled into that setting role. But she's also got the team high in digs at 70, so she's been active on the defensive end in the back row as well. And just with her progression from where the start of camp was back in August to now, where she is now here, about the midway point of the season, just what are some of the improvements you've seen in Kennedy's game?
You know, she's one of those kids that wants to try to improve, and so she's at practice asking for more opportunities to set and get in some extra reps. So from the beginning of the season to now, I've really seen her really trying to focus in and hone in on her setting, getting to the ball sooner. We've really, really as a team worked on getting that first pass, so we're trying to help Kennedy with her assist by, you know, getting her a good first pass and then letting her do her thing and set up our hitters, so then they're getting attacks as well. So she's really, really, I think, grown in terms of getting the ball to one person. Now she's really focused on, like, okay, where are the blockers? Who can I set to? Where's going to be my best attack or, you know, offensive move? She's really grown in that regard.
And as we take a look at the schedule coming up, you got a couple of non-conference bouts to capitalize on this week. You're at St. Edmund tonight, and a much improved St. Edmund team over in Fort Dodge. Then you're home on Tuesday night taking on Clearing Goldfield Owls, obviously a rivalry matchup there. And then you're off the rest of the week before getting back into conference play with Garner Hayfield Ventura on the following Tuesday. When you take a look at the slate coming up, what are some areas of opportunity you see for your team coming up with St. Edmund, CGD, and the GHB next week?
I think all the teams that are coming up are opportunities for us to compete and maybe get some wins. I know we've played these team scrimmages. We've played some at a tournament. So I think now coming in after practicing and working hard, I think this presents great opportunities for us to get some successes, maybe even win some sets, and hopefully get a match in or two in the next coming weeks.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck this week against State Edmond and clearing Goldfield Dalles.
All right, thank you so much.
Yep, that was Jenna Whipple, the head volleyball coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. We are back with Roland Story volleyball coach Molly Geis after the break.